Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's go out to the waitfor.com hotline. It's my guy, Jason Longshore, color analyst for all things Atlanta United. Jason, of course, on Twitter, at Longshoe. Good morning, Jason. What's up, my man?
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Well, excellent. Well, you know, Jason, let's talk a little bit about tonight, because it's not just about winning tonight. It's about, if you are going to advance, you've got to make up that goal differential. How important is maybe, let's say, the first 15 minutes or so of this match going to be, where Atlanta United, do you think, has to maybe try to push the issue a little bit early on?
I don't think you have to look at it in the first 15, but you do need to look at it in the first 30 to 45. That goal on the road last week from Julian Gressel was gigantic in making things a little more comfortable tonight. You don't want to get stretched too much too early and give up a goal to Herediano, because if they get one, then you need three at a minimum. If you keep them to a clean sheet and you get two goals, one in each half, which is very realistic for this team to pull off, you're advancing. You're going through and you're going to face Monterrey, the top team in Mexico right now. I think that's doable. I think you need a goal in the first half. You need to put some pressure on Herediano early. You need to shake their confidence a bit, but you don't want to get too stretched early on.
How much do you think factored in? Because I don't think anybody's really talking about this. The fact that Herediano was like on, what, their third match? When they matched up with Atlanta United or something like that, how much did you think that played into it more so than the fact that Atlanta United may have been a little bit, rusty?
Oh, you're dead on, Hugh. I mean, you look at this where Herediano actually was in their 10th match of the season.
Oh, my bad.
In. So, you nailed it, because it's not even – I don't know how much rust would factor in, but – it's playing at a regular season speed. And something like this in CONCACAF Champions League, I mean, this is like a playoff situation. So imagine if you're going into the NFL season or any season and you have to be at playoff intensity in game one. That's tough. It's tough to find that. And I think where it manifested for Atlanta was they struggled to play at a high speed of play. Not running speed so much or physical stuff, but just being able to play fast. They struggled with that. Their rhythm was very off. Herediano, even though they've struggled a bit in Costa Rica this season in the league, they have that rhythm because they've been playing competitive matches.
Jason Longshore, color analyst for Atlanta United here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, joining John Chukwuemeke in for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas on the morning show. Match tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff. Are you guys 7 or 7:30 tonight? Looks like 7 o'clock. Is that 7 o'clock tonight, Jason?
7 o'clock. Bonus pregame coverage.
There you go. Wow, an extra half hour of pregame. Do we know, is Herediano, are they traveling basically with the same squad that we saw last Thursday? Is everybody that was there last week coming up with them this week?
Yeah, we would expect that. They played on Sunday in the league in Costa Rica, and they took a 2-0 lead and ended up losing it late and lost 3-2. Four guys who started on Thursday started in that match, and a couple more came on as substitutes. I was a little surprised about a couple of the guys who played on Sunday, and I wonder what they're going to have in the tank tonight. Jimmy Marin, the left winger who gave Julian Gressel some problems defensively, he started, and he was back from injury in the match last week. So he's played about 150 minutes in just a couple of days now after not playing more than 30 minutes in the season. And Randall Azofefa, 34-year-old central midfielder who was the man of the match for me last week, he played another 90 minutes on Sunday. How much is he going to have in the tank on tonight? I think he's going to be critical to controlling things for them.
How much do you think tonight, with the weather being what it is, looks like it's going to be pretty nasty out there. That pitch is going to be a little wet. You think that factors in huge to this match tonight?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does a couple different ways. The passing is going to be a little different. We'll have to see how the drainage is at Fifth Third Bank. but it's also going to be a little heavy. It's going to be a little thick. And when you're talking about a team who has played a lot of matches and has played a lot of matches in a short period of time, the Costa Rican league season has played a lot of Wednesday matches this season. And Herediano's manager, Hernan Medford, talked about that. He said it's really killing his players. Now you're going to have to take players with heavy legs, bring them here after a flight yesterday from Costa Rica to Atlanta. They trained last night in a very light training, but you're going to put them on a heavy field. That's going to have an impact.
Jason Longshore, color analyst for Atlanta United, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we get ready tonight. CS Herediano versus Atlanta United, the rematch from last Thursday. Atlanta United, of course, to advance in the CONCACAF Cup is going to have to win by at least two goals. So with that being said, Jason, what do you want to see early out of this team tonight?
You know, it's going to sound kind of counterintuitive, but a little more patience. The way that this team wants to play in the 3-4-3 shape that they started in, and it's very fluid. I think, you know, everybody gets caught up in the starting formation a lot, but it's more about the way different parts of the team function. And one of the things that happened last week too much was your attackers were disconnected from the rest of the team. They were kind of on an island and had to fend for themselves. So you saw Petey Martinez, Ezequiel Barco have to try to do things themselves off the dribble against two defenders, sometimes three. That's not a recipe for success. You want to build the play a little slower, but get everybody forward. This team is one that wants to play with all 10 field players in the opposition's half. That's going to control possession. That's going to create more chances. It's going to create some mismatches on the field. Last week, it was a little too fast getting forward. The rest of the team wasn't connected. You saw Julian Gressel and George Bello really not there to help the attack because the play moved forward too fast.
Jason, let me follow up with that. Is that as much that Herediano pushed the issue and pushed the envelope, which maybe Atlanta United isn't used to seeing teams want to do that against them, or did Atlanta United kind of allow them to get into that comfort zone?
That's a good question. It's two things, I think. I think the ninth-minute goal off of an individual mistake from Gonzalez Pires, that changed things. That definitely made Atlanta, I think, a little more frantic, but that played into Herediano's style as well. They like to kind of play fast and create some chaos. They're not really a possession team. They're just going to get the ball vertical as fast as they can and put you under some pressure. Atlanta tried to do that as well and tried to kind of play that style. That's not how this team is built in 2019.
You think tonight it works out in Atlanta United's favor? You think they were going to move on in this CONCACAF?
I do. I think this is where your stars have to come up big. This is why you re-sign a player like Joseph Martinez and give him a lot of security in knowing he is the face of this team. That's why you go get a guy like Petey Martinez who went through this in the Copa Libertadores with River Plate last year and led them to a championship in South America. This is where your veterans like a Michael Parkhurst to Jeff Lorenowitz have to step up and kind of drive this. I think they have the team to do it. And I think this is one of those times where you kind of define what your year is going to be and you define what you're going to be as a club. And Atlanta United has said from day one that they want to be a club that wins trophies. This is as big of a trophy as you're going to find in 2019. And they have to get it done tonight. I think they can win 2-0. I think they can keep Herediano off the board and get a couple goals and move through.
Check him out tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame. He is on the broadcast here on 92.9 The Game with Mike Conte. It is Jason Longshore. Join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Check him out, too, by the way. Stay on Twitter with him, at Longshoe. Jason, have fun tonight, buddy. Stay dry, and I'll be talking to you this weekend.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
You got it. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.